Welcome back to our draft coverage, and we are joined now by the man of the hour, E.J. Manuel, Buffalo Bills' new quarterback, first-round draft pick. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, you said something a couple of days, or I think the day before the draft, about how much the Philadelphia Eagles like you.
Right.
Tell me about that. Did you feel that it was going to be the Eagles or the Bills, or did you have a sense of where this might go?
I felt like it was going to be four teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Eagles, the Browns, or the New York Jets. And just from the visits and the things I had and the communication I had with those teams, I felt, you know, most comfortable with them.
You told a funny story earlier today about getting a phone call fairly early in the
right.
draft last night. Tell us that story.
Yeah, my phone rang. I want to say it was the third or the fourth pick. And somebody, you know, answered and said, congrats. And I'm like, hey, really, for what? And I'm trying to figure out who it was. And he asked if this was Deion Jordan. I said, no, sir, this is E.J. Manuel. And then he just hung up.
Oh.
So, you know, he just had the wrong number right there.
Oh.
But that was a little disheartening. But other than that, got picked, I think, 13 picks later. So it was okay.
Was it nerve-wracking, the first half of the draft, waiting to have your name called?
I wouldn't say really nerve-wracking. You know, I knew – you know, quarterbacks may not have went extremely early in the draft as years before. So, you know, when I saw Buffalo trade back, I thought, hey, maybe they're thinking about taking a QB at 16. And my phone rang at 16. And I was just – that was it.
I asked you this question earlier in the day, but at the combine, you were pretty adamant, not in a cocky way, but you did say, I consider myself the
right.
best quarterback. And,
right.
and did you feel going into the draft that you would be acknowledged as that, to be the only quarterback chosen in the first round?
Right. Well, I never really focused in on, you know, necessarily being the first quarterback taken. I think it just happened that way because of the team. So who had picks before Buffalo, who I thought would take quarterbacks, they didn't. And so whether they would have picked me or not, I don't know. But I happen to be the first quarterback taken the way it played out, so I'm extremely proud of that.
Yeah, it's got to be a point of pride. When you look around that room last night, and even the guys not in that room,
right.
In this quarterback class to be the only one and the first one chosen, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Most definitely. You know, I think the opinions that – or I've always believed the opinions that really matter are the GMs, the head coaches of the actual teams, and, you know, whether the people in the media think this is a bad pick. I know, you know, Buffalo is more than comfortable with it, and I'm more than happy to be a part of it.
I understand that after the selection, you had a brief conversation with Geno Smith in the green room?
Yes.
What did he say?
He just told me, you know, congratulations, and I just told him to continue to keep this thing rolling.
That's a tough spot that he's in, and some of those other guys being in that room all night and not getting the call.
Right. It is. It is. But, you know, it's kind of the risk you take, I guess, when you happen to come to New York. I could have easily been in that situation. And, you know, I'm sure he'll get picked up fairly early today.
You get up on stage, and it was a pretty long, extended hug with the commissioner up there.
Oh,
what
yeah.
what were you guys talking to each other about?
Yeah, well, he just knew I was – he knew I was happy. He knew I was excited. It was just kind of surreal walking up toward him, man. When I came around that corner and I saw him standing there, I'm like, wow, this is really happening. And I watched the draft for, you know, for years. And being that it was actually my time to do it and put that hat on and, you know, hold that jersey up was crazy.
Did you ever visualize that?
Oh, most definitely. I just didn't know which jersey I was going to be holding up.
Yeah. Yeah. So the draft comes and goes, and then you get up and you meet the media. And one of the big things I thought that came through last night to people who watched was your sincerity about almost being overwhelmed emotionally with mm-hmm. your family there. That was important to you last night.
Most definitely. You know, my parents are, you know, my heroes, and my mom, you know, defeating breast cancer like she did. And for her to be there last night with my grandmothers, my dad, my sister at the table with me along with my agents, you know, that was our team, you know. And this wasn't just an EJ win. It wasn't just a personal thing. It was for all of us to enjoy. And that's why I chose to come to New York.
You told us when you were on the radio show with us 2 weeks ago how your mom had, I think you said she was just finishing up radiation, that the plan was to go to New York. To have that all come together, even yeah. before the selection, had to be viewed as a victory.
Most definitely. Yeah, like I said, whether I got picked early or late, my parents are still going to be proud of me. My parents are still going to be excited about whatever franchise I go to. And I knew that. That's why I wasn't, you know, necessarily nervous about when I was going to get picked or anxious. I just was going to allow it to happen.
E.J. Manuel's with us. E.J., you also, I saw a quote about your meetings with the Bills, and I know they talk to you a lot, right? Senior Bowl,
yep.
combine, private workout. They had you up here for a visit.
Sir.
You got some exposure to the Buffalo offense.
Right.
You like what you see. Tell me what you like.
I love the offense. I think it's going to be a high-tempo offense. Definitely a lot of multiples, being that I can run, I can throw, I can fake, I can do whatever you want. I can call out protections. I learned a lot of that at Florida State, and I think that's what really intrigued Coach Hackett, Coach Marone, and, you know, Mr. Nix about myself as a quarterback.
How much do you want to run? I mean, you don't want to be – well, maybe you do. Do you want to
right.
be considered a running quarterback?
No, I want to be considered a winning quarterback. And, you know, if that's, you know, throwing the ball 40 times a game or rushing the ball 10 times a game, that's what I'm going to do to help us win.
And in this offense, the level of freedom you might have, and the plays are going to come at a pretty good clip, you must feel that at Florida State you had a pretty good background in what they try to run up here.
Right, yeah. I think, you know, different to what it was at Florida State, I think I'll have a lot more freedom here in this offense in Buffalo, and that's what I'm really looking forward to, you know, to really hone this offense in and, you know, understand how Coach Hackett understands it, because I feel like the quarterback is an extension of the offensive coordinator out there.
Have you had – I know it's been a whirlwind day, but have you had a chance to sit down with any of the coaching staff and go over? Did you get a playbook or anything yet?
No, I'm sure I'll be getting in the next few minutes. Actually, I'm very positive I'll be getting in the next few minutes.
As soon as I get – let you go here.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me go do some studying.
And what's there's a rookie minicamp coming up. What is your approach to trying to win this job? When does that competition begin in your mind?
Well, I'm a competitor. First things first, I want to earn the respect of my teammates. I want to, you know, intermingle with those guys, and, you know, just earn the trust of them. And then also show the coaches what I can do. But at the same time, you know, I just learn as much as possible. And then when I get the opportunity to learn from Kevin Cobb and Tavares Jackson, learn from those guys as well.
One of the interesting things about this is that you do have some connections to this franchise, including Jim Kelly, who you met a couple of years ago, right? When he brought his nephew down to FSU.
Exactly. So it's just crazy how, like I said, things work. You know, Bruce being somebody who's been in my life for a long time, and then meeting Jim 2 years ago, and then also, you know, getting a call from the Buffalo Bills last night. It's surreal. It's a dream come true.
You describe Bruce as your godfather, but he's very close to your dad. In fact, I talked to your dad about that. They've been lifelong buddies, right?
Exactly. They've known each other, I think, since second or third grade, played ball against each other. And, you know, my dad has seen, you know, Bruce go from elementary through the whole, you know, whole stages up to where he is now. And, you know, I think a lot of that kind of helped my dad kind of structure what I was doing as well when I was growing up.
AJ, people think of playing for the Buffalo Bills and think of, you know, you're going to play in bad weather now. We don't always have bad weather here, but there are going to be Sundays when it'll be a challenge to throw the ball. Have you given that much thought?
Yeah, I mean, that's anywhere you play. It can rain anywhere. It can be cold anywhere, depending on the time of year. So that's not even a thought process in my mind.
What's the best thing about you being drafted by the Bills? What do you feel the best about?
Well, I feel like this is a rich tradition. This is a place where people love their football team. It's a city where I think people will be very excited about me coming here. A place where we can have a new start with new coaches and all those kinds of things. And just, you know, a great new opportunity for me.
People have already described you as the new face of the franchise. Are you comfortable with that?
Most definitely. I think, you know, as a quarterback, I was the face of the franchise at Florida State, and that's how Jimbo and all the coaches portrayed it. You know, so I think I was best tutored at Florida State for this, you know, opportunity.
Best of luck to you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.